Hey guys, welcome back to another Zoom class. Today, we're going to be talking about typing and selecting sheep basics. I really, really want to tell you guys that this is basics, not advanced. So the first few things I'm going to discuss is about how this class works. Now, I know there's not too many participants in today's class, but that's okay because most of the participants watch the recording. Please make sure to remain muted until the end of the class where we take questions. You can also turn your video on or off. It's totally up to you. Chat is available if you want to type your questions in during class, and I will answer afterwards towards the end. We will go through the slides and talk, then we'll end with a Q&A. This recording will be posted on my podcast channel, The Shepherd Cast, for more to learn. It's super helpful for everybody else, and they seem to like it. Okay. So this is what you're going to get out of this particular class. This is going to help build your knowledge, understand the basics of selecting sheep, and how to become better at selecting or culling your stock. Now, I have had a lot of not necessarily mean, but just disrespectful comments on Facebook and other socials like that, asking when I posted my Zoom classes, asking why I'm so qualified and why I should even be doing this, and a lot of rude things like that. So this is for you guys that have asked me that. This is for you. I have been a breeder for about 3.5 years to 4. I attended many online in-person events and classes that are packed with information. I won first place in the youth class with my U this year in Reno and won the essay contest 4 years straight, attended and passed the junior DORPRA course this year. So that's kind of just a little bit of what I am, what I've done in the past, all that to help understand why I'm qualified. Okay. Intro, the purpose of the animal, keep, sell, cull points, pointing, high producers, work on what to look for when. This is kind of what we're going to be talking about today, so let's go ahead and get into it. So our first one is, what is typing? Typing is when you are rating an animal between 1 and 5. The type is determined by the points of the animal, 5 being the highest and 1 meaning your animal has cull points. Pretty easy to understand. This type will be important if you plan to sell this animal or its offspring. If you have a type 5 animal, this means you can sell high quality stock from it. High quality is very important when you're in the sheep business because it's important to have this quality and not bring your lowest quality to, say, your shows, because then you already know you're going to get disqualified. Or making this type 5 a good lamb to show. Usually people will bring some nice animals, but usually they're forced to sell if it's a show and sale. So they're not really bringing, you know, their highest quality because they're keeping that at home for themselves. Pointing basics. Pointing is important. You're probably wondering what pointing is. I'm going to explain it. B, conformation. G, growth. D, distribution of fat. P, pigmentation. H, cover. T, type. S, L, E, L is selection. Selection is, say, if you have a cull animal, it's going to be cull selection 1. Selecting breed stock basics. High quality. Doesn't have to be a type 5 animal. A good animal can even be a commercial animal. Strong pasterns. Good pigmentation. Well balanced. Well balanced means that you don't have an animal with a super big head on a tiny body. Well balanced means it's not super tiny legs on a big animal. Well balanced just means that when you look at it, it looks normal, it looks natural, it looks like how it should be. Pasterns, that means you don't have weak pasterns. If you look at an animal's pasterns and if it's too low, this means when you look at it and it's going to mount an animal, say you have a ram, then it's going to mount the animal, and then you could see its pastures over time are going to start to get a little weak, and you don't really want that in your flock because they can actually pass it down to their offspring. So that can be pasterns. You don't want weak pasterns. Another one would be good pigmentation. Pigmentation would be, say, if you have a sheep and you have a black-headed animal and you have that brown around their eyes, the brown hair, that's actually a fault in DORPRAs because you want them pure black head. You'll see some animals with the white on their nose. That's acceptable if it comes with age. If you have an animal that has a giant blaze of white on their face, then that'll be as a point not to have that animal at all. A big point. If you have an animal that has that white and it didn't have it at birth, and it develops it over time, that's just because of age. It develops. So that's not something we'll point them down for. Okay, call points, basics. Brown pigmentation around eyes, as I talked about earlier, that's going to mean you're going to have that brownish circle around their eyes. I have a video in here later on that I'll show you. But too much wool is another thing. The Dorpers are known to have a mix of hair and wool. So you want to make sure you don't have too much hair or too much wool, but a nice mix. Weak pasterns, as I talked about earlier. Unbalanced. Unbalanced means you have a tiny head on a huge body, as I talked about earlier. So that's kind of the basics of their call points. There's a whole lot more, but because this is a basic class, this is all you need to learn about for right now. This is the educational videos that I wanted to show you guys, and then we're going to talk about them. So this first video on YouTube here, this is actually one of my sheep. And before we finish watching it, I do want to explain this ewe here is the ewe that was killed this year. So I do not have her in my flock anymore, but we're still going to talk about her. Let me take it back to a picture right here. No, I don't want it to play. See right here, you can see the brown around her eyes. That's the hair. That's a fault. See the white on her nose? That is not a fault because that's just the top hair. If you sheared that nose right there, it would be there. That just develops over age. So we're not going to worry about that because it's just over age. Just as us humans get gray hair as we age, it's exactly the same. So this is Goat. She was one of my first ewes. In this picture here, you can see the way she's standing. She is a little unbalanced here. And then she's got nice hind legs. She had that. The chest is nice. She's got nice legs. Personally, I think her legs could have been a little stronger in the front. You can see she's got really long ears. So that's not quite balanced. I could have said she could have had a little straighter ears that could have held up better. And then she was a very woolly animal. But here, let's go back to this. I think let's go to the ram one. This is not one of my rams, by the way. This is somebody else's that is on YouTube, but I still wanted to talk about this. Once the ad passes. Okay, so that's the end of that video. Didn't have any music, but standing here, this is a nice stout ram. He's very short, but that's kind of how the rams are built. The ewes are supposed to have that feminine look. They're supposed to have nice long legs, a nice body, which I'll talk about in a bit. But the ram, how he's standing is very balanced. When you just look at him from this angle, well, number one, you might think this black right here, it's a fault because it touches the shoulder. You can see his legs are short, but I mean, it's not terrible. Maybe add a little bit of length to those legs, but on the top, there's a lot more wool. He could have used a little bit more hair in his cover. And when you look, let's go back. It's hard to see here, right there. His head is very short. To me, this looks like an older ram, not a young yearling. This looks like a very older ram because you can see his jaw fat right here. That usually happens when you have an older ram. I could have also thought that maybe his head could have been a little longer and a little more stronger for his body. To me, he just seems like a very chunky kid. So I think he could use a little more length there. You can also see he's got that wool, so you want more hair there. His legs, so I was noticing this earlier. Look at his pasterns. See this back one right here? That looks very weak. It's almost touching the ground. So if he were to jump up and mount a ewe, that's going to be on the ground, and that's going to weaken over time, and as I said, could pass to the lambs and give that off. So we don't want that. You can see some of his other pasterns are a little off as he walks and stands. It's kind of hard to see online, but it's a lot easier in person. Let's see if I can find another shot of him. He's a very nice balanced ram. He's got nice muscle here on the shoulder. But again, I could have used a little more length in the head, more hair, and maybe some stronger pasterns, and then a little longer in the leg, but not too bad. Overall, I like the ram, but I'm going to teach you guys, you want to go over your first instinct. Do you like the animal or not? That's your first instinct, and that's what's going to tell you about the animal the most. Let's go to the next video. So this is a video of high quality ewes. These are DK Dorper's ewes. Hopefully you didn't mind that I use the video, but I wanted to show you guys that I really liked these ewes. I think actually one of my ewes is in this video that I bought earlier last year. These are yearlings, by the way. Okay, so there's that video. Oh, no, we don't act.
How to kill all mosquitoes.
Okay, let's just wait for the ad.
This simple but brilliant trick you can do tonight.
Okay, so this is a group of yearling ewes. It's hard to tell when you're choosing one animal. Let's go back here when you could kind of see them all. So first of all, this, you can see the difference. These are all yearlings, so you can see the difference between this ewe, her growth, between the others. So let's see if we can go back a little bit more. This ewe right here, that's my new ewe that lost her lambs earlier this year. So I'm really still happy with how she looks compared to the other ones. Yeah, she was definitely a nice ewe that I really liked. The other ewes here, you can see that they've got nice legs. They got nice feminine bodies. I really like the ewes she has here. This one has a really nice thick chest, nice wide, very nice of a barrel body. It's kind of hard to tell. Let's go back a little more, but the other ewes, they were nice and thick. This one you can see right here had the black on the feet and a little black on the hind. So that is a little bit of a fault, but not too much. Overall, these ewes, I think there was four ewes in this group. Overall, I liked all the ewes here. Let's see, the legs maybe could have been a little thicker on this one here, kind of look a little skinny. But again, these are yearlings, but you have to take in to what you're talking about, you need to look at not what the animal may look like in the future or what it did in the past, what the animal looks like right now. When you're looking at it, what does it look like? What is its points? What is it in? So that's kind of what you're discovering when you're doing these, is you need to look at how the animal's looking currently. Again, when I look at these legs look a little skinny. They might be bending in. You can kind of see that's kind of like an X here. So they kind of bend in a little more compared to the other ewes when they're a little straighter. It's hard to tell when they're standing, but some of the pasterns kind of look a little weak, but not too bad. That was those videos. Let's go back to here. So this was the first video we talked about. This was Goat, the one that died this year. So we're going to talk about her. So these were the ones that I did not like. This was the 3 points I was able to come up with. She was a very small ewe, but could you believe that she had triplets twice? That's pretty interesting because she was such a small ewe compared to my other girls. She had brown pigment around the eyes, as I said. She also had not enough hair, and she was a little unbalanced. She didn't have a great top line. So for all these points, I would add up to a T3. That'd be a type 3. That's a type 3 animal, can produce type 4 type. I don't think she'll produce type 5 animals. She can produce type 3s, but I don't think she'll be able to produce type 5s. And I am glad she's out of my flock, but just not the way I wanted her to be. So the ram in the second video was the one that had the black on the shoulder. So that's my first point. The black went down too far. I touched the shoulder. That's a point. The head is too small, as I said, and it also had the weak pasterns. So for that, I'd say this ram was a type 4, type 5 animal. So that means he's a type 4. Now, if you're questionable whether to put him in a type 4 or type 5, you're just going to go ahead and move him to type 5. For this, I'd say either you can choose type 4, you can type him 5, but it's just kind of your personal preference, but I would say he's maybe a type 4, maybe type 5. It's kind of hard to say. But overall, that's a nice ram for his age. Very nice. Of course, you guys can decide, but I'm not going to talk about the ewes in the last video because there were so many. I just couldn't pick one particular one to talk about. So those are the two I wanted to discuss with you guys. These are the common mistakes of selecting sheep. Number one is looking at the wrong parts of the animal. If you're looking just at the head and you're looking at the beautiful wrinkles, but you're missing the rest of the body of the animal. Therefore, you can have a great animal and then you bring it home and you're, really looking at it every single day. You're like, oh, it's really not that great of an animal. That kind of happened to me when I picked out the ram from last year. He looked great compared to all the smaller rams, but when we brought him home, he looked identical to my ram from the year before. So I do suggest really looking at the animal. Don't focus on one part. Look at the whole animal and go up over your head. What do you like? What do you dislike? Thinking what will be fixed when bred to the right ewe, if you got a ram and you say, oh, well, or say you have a ewe and you're like, oh, she doesn't have that great top line, or she doesn't have a great body. And you're like, oh, whatever, that'll be fixed if she's bred to the right ram with a perfect top line and a perfect body. Well, you bring her home, you breed her to that perfect ram in your imagination, and then she lambs, and then her lambs are terrible. That is not quality. Picking out the quality ewe that you know that she will be having the perfect offspring is correct. If you don't get a ewe if you don't like her at all, then why are you getting her? Because she's just going to produce bad offspring and that's just going to make the situation worse. So getting quality ewes that you like and that you know will produce the correct, then you get them, not the wrong quality. Thinking the animal looks like the best quality. If you're going to a ranch and there's ewes that are so small and that you don't care for too much, but then you look at the other ewes and they're so much bigger, well, there may be a little bit of an age difference. If you're looking at one animal and you're like, oh, she looks so great, look at that, like the perfect bum, and you're looking at the others, they don't have a great bum, that's just because they're not developed yet. It really depends on the age difference between the animal as well. So I do suggest kind of checking that out and making sure that you're not thinking, oh, she'll look better in the future. Look at the animal and decide, because it's really going to depend on you when you're picking out these animals, especially when you're looking at the wrong part, as I talked about earlier. So if you go to a ranch, it's very overwhelming because you're looking at an animal and you have the seller pressuring you, you know, looking at the animal too. But don't be afraid to ask the questions. Don't be afraid to feel the animal. Don't be afraid to do any of that, because it's really, really going to pay off in the future. Picking out stock to make quality. Quality means you're picking out stock that you'd aim to, you know, you'd kind of want to pick the quality stock that you know would be great for your flock. Number one, aim to pick out ewes that show good bodies to pass off to the lambs. As I talked about earlier, you don't want a bad quality ewe, because you're like, oh, she'll get fixed if she's like bred to the right ewe. Well, that might not be fixed. Again, if you had a ewe with not a great top line, then yes, that could be fixed or ran. If you had one that you just don't like at all, then why are you even buying her? So that's something to think about. Rams will provide what you're lacking in your flock can help. If you have ewes that just don't have that great top line or just don't have that muscle in the flock, then, you know, getting some new rams that have that will really help your flock. You'll notice you have ewes that have improved top lines, improved bodies, and that's just because, or the lambs, you have lambs that have improved top lines and improved bodies. That's because of the ram power, that's what we call. So here's a little example. This is my very original ram that passed away this year as well. I bought a ram and noticed his offspring are lacking a lot of bulk that I wanted in my flock. This ram provided beautiful confirmation. He had very nice, he produced lambs that had perfect markings, I'd say. You know, no black on the feet, just perfect bodies, everything. Well, however, when I brought a new ram and bred him to the ewes, I got a lot more bulk than I wanted. I wanted a little more muscle with my animals, bulk and meaty animals. But I lost the perfect pigmentation I had with the other ram. With the other ram, I had the perfect, you know, perfect white. I had no black. I had everything perfect with hair and everything. But unfortunately, I lost that when I got a new ram, because he actually gave some of the faults that I had saw in him to the lambs. He gave my ewes had lambs with like the brown pigmentation. We had a lot more with white going up their neck and stuff. So I wasn't too happy with that. This year we also had one, which is interesting, bred to the exact same ewe and the exact same ram as last year, but she had triplet ram lambs. Last year she had triplet ewe lambs. She had triplet ram lambs. One of the ram lambs had all fours black, and his head was very interesting. It was first a big old white spot. Well, that turned into like a brownish, bald spot. It was very interesting. I'd never seen it before. He'll be used as a butcher animal, but it's very interesting just to see, just from another breeding season, how much different the animals will look from what compared to the year before. And I guess that is it, guys. It is 6:30. We went for about 30 minutes or so. So that's pretty good. That's it for this class. I hope you guys learned something. Let's go ahead and take some questions. If you have questions, I definitely recommend maybe going and just doing it in the chat, because I can also respond that way. I'll give you guys a second in case you're putting it in the chat, but I'll just keep talking. I hope you guys did enjoy the class, because it was very interesting. If you plan on joining the next class, we're going to be having another great class. I think next week is herd health, I believe. I think it's herd health. So that's also going to be a great class to join if you're interested in. It'll be packed with some more information that will hopefully help you guys with your own sheep and your own animals. I do enjoy doing these classes. I just don't really enjoy the negative comments I have had in the past. So that's something I don't really look forward to when I release my next dialogue. But again, that's kind of what it comes with when you're doing these dialogues. So I think that's it, guys. If you have any more questions, feel free to just email me directly or message me on Instagram or Facebook. This recording is going to be going on my podcast, as I said before, and my YouTube channel. So You guys can watch it there. I'm going to also be sending out the recording in the email confirmation that'll come out tomorrow, hopefully. And yeah, thank you guys so much for joining. I'll see you next week.